I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. Delta Airlines may have lost $25 to $50 million as a result of the blackout at Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport on Sunday. Now, Ed Bastian, the company's CEO, says he plans to seek compensation. Bastian told the AJC that he doesn't know whether the airport or Georgia Power bears responsibility, but that Delta will have conversations with both of them. Delta canceled 1,400 flights and is reimbursing passengers for Sunday night hotel stays. Well, what was left of the Georgia Dome disappeared in a cloud of dust early this morning as construction crews successfully completed a second implosion attempt. CBS 46 reports that the east wall and portions of the structure around Gate B had survived the first implosion last month. The nearby MARTA station was closed just before midnight, and Northside Drive was also shut down ahead of the implosion. But everything was open and operating normally for rush hour today. And on the day one area stadium came down, renovations are announced for another. UGA says Sanford Stadium is getting a $63 million facelift, including new team facilities, a new jumbotron, and an additional entry plaza. The work should be completed before the fall season starts. A train derailment in North Georgia last night caused a spill of 1,000 gallons of diesel fuel. According to the AJC, the Georgia Northeastern Railroad train was on its way to Imerys Carbonate Plant in Talking Rock. Authorities say the derailment happened in a rural area, so no evacuations were needed and no injuries were reported. A cause of the accident is yet to be determined. Three former Washington County deputies have been indicted for murder in connection with the tasing death of 58-year-old Uri Lee Martin. Rhett Scott, Michael Howell, and Henry Copeland, all white, were captured on cell phone video tasing Martin, who was black, multiple times. The deputies were responding to a suspicious person call in the town of Deep Step last summer. District Attorney Haywood Altman said that Martin had committed no crime before being stopped by the deputies. Lawyers for accused NSA leaker reality winner were back in a Richmond County federal courtroom yesterday. According to WJBF-TV, they're seeking access to more classified documents from the government as they build their defense case. Winner is accused of giving classified information to an online news outlet while working for the NSA as a contractor at Fort Gordon. She's being held without bond in Lincoln County Jail until her trial, which is scheduled to begin in March. And Grammy Award-winning rapper Kendrick Lamar will be the halftime performer at the College Football National Championship game in Atlanta, but he won't be inside Mercedes-Benz Stadium. The AJC reports halftime will be performed at Centennial Olympic Park during a free, non-ticketed event. The show will play on the stadium's Halo board and be broadcast live on ESPN. The national championship game is set for Monday, January 8th. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.